Hawk always imagined snorkeling with his wife on his honeymoon, just not in the murky canal waters of Venice. This excursion wasn't part of the all-inclusive resort. Instead of coral reefs and colorful fish, his flashlight illuminated petrified wooden pilings and trash still making its way to the bottom of the water.
"You doing okay back there?"
he asked, looking over his shoulder. Alex flashed him a thumbs up.
"Will she ever let me live this down? Going on a mission on our honeymoon? I'll never hear the end of it."
Hawk took a hard right and rolled over onto his back. The blue sky beaming down on them from above was still faintly visible. Seconds later, it vanished, covered by a gondola lazily moving along. However, there was still just enough light for Hawk to see an oar slice through the water near his head. He rolled away from the boat and waited until it eased down the canal and the overhead light returned.
"Almost there," he said.
Alex didn't say anything, and Hawk wasn't sure what that was a sign of. He suspected it wasn't good. When women go silent, he was preconditioned to believe he'd done something wrong. But Alex? She could be an enigma at times, instead caught up in contemplating something quietly. There was an equal chance that she was stewing over something he'd said during lunch, or admiring the architectural brilliance of creating a city in the water out of nothing but wood. Hawk checked his GPS coordinates and followed them to his left, leading right into the boat garage of Andrei Orlovsky, known Russian arms dealer. After surfacing for air, Hawk scanned his surroundings for a dock. He spotted it just on the other side of a sleek motorboat that contained far more horsepower than necessary on its outboard twin engines. As he swam around, he waited for Alex to appear. A few seconds later, her head bopped out of the water with barely a splash. Operating stealthily was of utmost importance on this operation. When Blunt called and requested Hawk and Alex go on a short mission, Hawk was hesitant. But Blunt made a strong case that they may not have a chance like this again. According to intelligence reports from the CIA, Orlovsky was in Venice on business for a few days and always took his laptop with him. The nearest operatives couldn't get to Venice and get outfitted before Orlovsky would be gone, disappearing again off the grid. To his credit, Hawk asked Alex if she wanted to go. Her response was less than enthusiastic.